القبر بأي داء من أدواء الجلف فيموت به كالطاعون وكانتفاخ البطن وللكلى والرئة والقلب وغير ذلك، فإن هذا نحسبه عند الله شهيدا. والمطعون أي الذي يموت بالطاعون أو هو المرض الفتاك فهو شهيد بإذن الله. والمهدوم أي الذي هدم البناء عليه فهو شهيد. ومن يقتل مدافعا عن ماله فهو شهيد. ومن يقتل مدافعا عن دمه فهو شهيد. ومن يقتل مدافعا عن دينه فهو شهيد. ومن يقتل مدافعا عن عرضه وأهله فهو شهيد. ومن تموت من النفساء حين تضع وليدها فهي شهيدة بإذن الله، وذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء، الله ذو الفضل العظيم. وليس ذلك إلا لمسلم موحد مخلص لله عز وجل. أما من كفر بالله ومن أشرك مع الله غير الله فلا حظ له في ذلك البتة، إذ لا يدخل الجنة إلا طاهر مسلم، كما قال الله عز وجل: إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء. وقال سبحانه: إنه من يشرك بالله الجنة ومأواه النار وما للظالمين من أنصار. وهكذا من خرج يقاتل رياء أو حمية عن قبيلة وجماعة فإنه يموت غير أسف عليه، وليس هو في سبيل الله، وإنما الذي يموت مقاتلا لأعداء الله سواء من الكفرة أو من الفجرة الذين يخرجون على ولاة الأمور من الخوارج والبغاة أو أولئك الذين خرجوا عن الإسلام بتكفيرهم الصحابة أو معظمهم، فإن هؤلاء لا يموتون مسلمين البتة، فضلا عن أن يموتوا شهداء. ومن رفع راية الشهادة لمثل هؤلاء فقد باء بإثم عظيم عند الله. فيا عباد الله، ليس الأسى على من مات بإحدى هذه الطرق من المسلمين، فإنا نحتسبه عند الله شهيدا. ولكن الأسى كل الأسى رؤوس والعبر من هذه المصائب تبانهم يرجعون بعدها إلى ما كانوا عليه من قبل من الغفلة والمعاصي، بل هو أطم وأكبر من ذلك، ولا يعودون إلى ربهم ولا هم يتذكرون. والله تعالى يقول: وما منعنا أن نرسل بالآيات إلا أن كذب بها الأولون، وآتينا ثمود الناقة مبصرة فظلموا بها وما نرسل بالآيات إلا تخويفا. فيا عباد الله، خافوا الله وخافوا اتقوه، واعلموا أن ما أصابكم من مصائب إنما هو بما كسبت أيديكم ويعفو عن كثير. فتوبوا وارجعوا له وأسلموا عنان أنفسكم له، فإنه لا مفر لكم من الله إلا إليه، ففروا إلى الله. اللهم تقبل قتلانا على ساح الوضع عندك شهداء، وتقبل من مات من إخواننا وأهلينا وأبنائنا في السنون عندك شهداء. اللهم احفظ الحجيج وأعدهم سالمين غانمين لأهلهم وأولادهم. اللهم احفظ المسلمين بجميع أوطانهم وأصلحهم وأصلح ولاة أمورهم. اللهم دمر القاعديين الخوارج البغاة والحوثية. اللهم عليك بهم ولمن ماء ولمن ورائهم ممن يؤيدهم. اللهم مزق كيانهم وزلزل أركانهم. اللهم انصر أولياءك القوات السعودية الموحدة، أتباع نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأحباب آله وأزواجه وذريته وحماة دينه كتابا وسنة، دعاة التوحيد وحملة رايته. اللهم انصرهم على أعدائك وأعداء آله وأصحابه يا رب العالمين. اللهم كما نصرتهم على البعثيين شرقا فانصرهم على الحوثيين غربا. اللهم كما آثرت اللهم كما نصرتهم على البعثيين شرقا فانصرهم على الحوثيين غربا وجنوبا. اللهم كما أثرت على الأولين الأجواء والبحار فأثر على الآخرين الحجارة والغبار. اللهم دك كفوفهم واقطع كفوفهم وأرغم أنوفهم لأوليائك حملة رائد التوحيد. اللهم وفق ولي أمرنا عبدك وخادمك وخادم بيتك ومكرم بيتك وعينك وناشر كتابك وحامي سنة نبيك عبد الله بن عبد العزيز آل سعود. اللهم انصره على أعدائه وعلى كل من أراده بسوء. اللهم أيده بتأييدك وانصره بنصرك واعززه بعزك. اللهم إنه وآباءه وشر الدين في كل أسقاع الأرض ولم يأذروا بدين سوى الإسلام على هذه الجزيرة. اللهم فأيدهم وانصرهم وارزقهم البطانة الصالحة أدلهم على الخير وتعينهم عليه. اللهم وفق إخوانه وأعوانه لنشرة دينك وإعزاز أوليائك وحماية مقدساتك وبيتك. اللهم وفقه لما فيه خير وصلاح الإسلام والمسلمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على عموم نعمه يزد. ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا
يا رب. Thank you. المسلم، ولكن الله عز وجل لا يملك تماما اسباب ذلك لكن العالم سبحانه وتعالى يجعلها مضيعه ونصفا. والمشروع هذا اعاده اجساد خاصه من الاخوان وعلمها الى الدخول الى قبولها وهو مشروع مساله الامور. فاقام الله عز وجل باعاده اجساد واوراق للخروج من قبولها الى الدخول، وذلك لان من الله علينا باشهاد اسلام عدد من الاخوه خير من الاخوه الذين دخلوا في الاسلام الحديث. وعن ابن الله بن يوسف الجمعه الثامن عشر من الحجه عام 300 يعلن بين ايدينا ونشهد على ذلك جميعا اسلامه فقد انقضى على الدين اسلاما فنجا باذن الله عز وجل من عذاب الله وخروج النار. معنى اقول انت من حكيما وهو من العاقلين بشكل استقرار وسيعلن الاسلام والنار تعاملوه للناس صاحبا على ان تقل لكم من اخوانكم في البلد في الموت قبل الموت لو الله تعالى ان نعرف في المسجد في مستوى ان تعرف في الوجه في الوجه فلي والشيطان لست فلي متدرج قال الله تعالى يك لتعطوا منه يا الله تعالى كل من الضغط في الناس في الهيوس. قال الله أعطى يجب الله الذي سبحانه وتعالى الموقع في الجسم تجريب كافشة جو هم فان فاني تزيبهم جو هم قاموا لعبد تدعي الإسلام أنا أتبعني ويقول لك الله 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 ويقول لك استثمر الفيس في مول يوغور صار يوغور مدى صاحبها المسلم هي الاسماء الرقابة اليوغور كما عندي ولكن كما عندي الله تجريه يجب النقل المسلم نعم ان شاء الله تعالى تفرد من الانترنيوش السيد his name before Islam, his name of the Islam person.
Thank you.
نعم رسالة قلبي أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله وأشهد أن عيسى عبد الله ورسوله وكان الفرح إلى مريم إلى مريم وروح منه وأشهد أن الجنة حق حق وأن النار حق وأن الله يبعد يبعد من في ما شاء الله بارك الله لك وفيه ونسأل الله عز وجل أن يزيدك كما يزيدون الإيمان والهدى والصراط المستقيم كما سأليك يا الله عز وجل بارك الله فيكم وجزاكم الله خيرا وحتى تسلم على خير المؤمنين حتى لا تقبل كلماتنا في هذا المسجد. أولا نذكر باستكمال الدروس في هذا المسجد بإذن الله تعالى وهي على حق الإسلام درس رياض الصالحين في اللغة العربية بعد صلاة العصر في الفجر كل الجمعة درس تفسير السلفي في اللغة العربية قبل من السلف كل الجمعة شرح قصص مختصر في هذا المسجد الإمام الزبيدي في اللغة العربية يومين الأحد الثلاثاء بعد المغرب إلى المشرق غالبا اللغة العربية لا تصدق بأيها يومين أحد الثلاثاء بعد صلاة العشاء وأيضا التكفير يومين من السبت إلى الثلاثاء بعد صلاة الخمس والتكفير بنات الأمهات القسط النسائي بعد صلاة العصر من السبت إلى الثلاثاء ومن السبت أن تدرس السبت الصلاتية فعليها مراجعة كتاب درس مراجعة النساء بعد صلاة العصر من السبت إلى الثلاثاء هي بلد هي الريمايند اوف ذا دروس ريزيرف 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 on Sunday and Tuesday at the moment. Other investments from themselves to speak at the time or themselves to speak on Sunday and Tuesday after the show. And then we have to take a five-seven to the kids. Boys will, inshallah, begin from Saturday until Tuesday after hours here in the administration. For the girls and women, it's going to begin from Saturday tomorrow until Tuesday, every week after hours. And we are doing this to those women for which to have more classes from the arm, they should come and see the sisters in the main session every day in the sisters in the Tuesday after the Hassan. That's all. Allah Ta'ala A'lam wa Jazakum Allah Khair.
الحمد لله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهداه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد، حياكم الله دير برادرز اند سيسترز. ونس اجين افتر حج ان خطبه today which is titled by the martyrs of the shuhada of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or another wording, who is the shaheed? Who is the shaheed? Because this word shaheed is given to just anyone who is killed or died, and that is of course wrong, as we are going to see inshallah. We began the khutbah with with the khutbah al-haja, and after that asked Allah, verily there is no one except that he or she wishes to be into the Jannah, paradise. In fact, it is not only one Jannah, one paradise, but it is Jannah, paradises. Allah Ta'ala prepared in it what no eye could have seen ever in this world, what no ear could have heard of ever in this world, what no heart of any creation, mankind or jinn, have expected.
From the greatest of where the people
can enter the Jannah with a seeking knowledge. A seeking knowledge. With the intention of removing the ignorance from the person himself and removing it from the others. Without any showing off. Yes, our slaves of Allah verily, from what can make people enter the Jannah, or from the great things that can make people enter the Jannah, is the Shahada, for the sake of Allah, to be killed for the sake of Allah, which is the greatest level of Shahada, and the one which has the highest riwa. As he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, but it is wrong. It is not the only way to gain Shahada. As in the hadith reported by Imam Muslim, on the call of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ما تعدون الشهيد فيكم, meaning what do you consider the شهيد المرتاح amongst you. The Sahaba immediately responded saying, من قتل في سبيل الله فهو شهيد. Whoever was killed for the sake of Allah is the one who is the murtah or is the murtah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, verily the martyrs of my ummah is little then. They said, فَمَنْ هُمْ ذُمْ هُوْمِ آلِ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ قُتِلَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. Meaning, whoever is killed for the sake of Allah is a martyr. وَمَنْ مَاتَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. And whoever dies for the sake of Allah is a martyr. What is the difference between who is killed and who dies? Who is killed, meaning by the enemies in the battle itself. But if he is injured and dies because of the injury, if he was struggling through the battle and he died on the way, then he is shaheed. Yes, he is in the lower rank than the one who was killed by the hands of the enemies of the kuffar, but yet he is still considered to be a martyr. And then he said, وَمَنْ مَاتَ فِي الطَّاعُونِ فَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. And whoever is killed because of a disease, then he is shaheed, a martyr. وَمَنْ مَاتَ فِي الْبَطْنِ فَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. And whoever dies because of an illness in the stomach illness, like the liver, the kidneys, the heart, whatsoever cancer in the stomach, enter, then he is a martyr. Some of the ulama said that who died in the stomach, meaning a baby in the womb, then he is a shaheed. And then Isa sallam said, and then the narrator said, قال ابن مقصد أشهد على أبيك في هذا الحديث. Ibn Mas'ud, the narrator of this hadith, he said to the narrator that narrated the hadith to him, he said to him, I witness that your father has added in this hadith something you did not say. والغريق شهيد. That is what the narrator's father reported this hadith with this اشتريت موت والغريق شهيد. والغريب شهيد غيره sink or draw and die. Then if he's a Muslim, of course, then he is shaheed, he's a retire. And then he said, I also be witness that your brother had this extra worthy in regard to the one who died sinking or drowning. That is shaheed. In Sunan ibn Majah, and the son of Abu Huraira once again, he, رضي الله عنه, said that the Messenger of Allah said to the Sahaba, ما تقولون بالشهيد فيكم? He asked them, what do you say about the martyr amongst you? They said, القتل في سبيل الله. He said, they said, killing for the sake of Allah. The one who is killed for the sake of Allah. He, صلى الله عليه وسلم, said, إن شهداء أمتي إذا لقليل. Meaning, verily, then the martyrs of my ummah are little, meaning in number. Then he said, من قتل في سبيل الله فهو شهيد. All those killed for the sake of Allah is a martyr. ومن مات في سبيل الله فهو شهيد. And all those died for the sake of Allah is a martyr. And we already explained to you the difference between the one who is killed fi sabilillah for the sake of Allah and the one who dies fi sabilillah or for the sake of Allah. والمبطون شهيد. المبطون meaning the one who dies because of an illness of the stomach or in the stomach or inside the body. That is called too from the word batn, meaning stomach. والمطعون شهيد. المطعون is the one who dies with the طاعون, and طاعون means the disease. The disease. Now, and this hadith is authenticated by Al-Badi. And also, Imam Ahmad reported in the Musnad on the sentence of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallam said, ما تقولون بالشهيد فيكم? What do you say about the martyr amongst you? قالوا القتل في سبيل الله شهيد. القتل في سبيل الله. He said, القتل في سبيل الله. He said, killing for the sake of Allah. Or to be killed for the sake of Allah. He, صلى الله عليه وسلم, then said, إن شهداء أمتي إذا لقليل. Verily, the martyrs of my ummah are very little. And then he said, من قتل في سبيل الله فهو شهيد. Who is killed for the sake of Allah is a martyr. ومن مات في سبيل الله فهو شهيد. And who dies for the sake of Allah is a martyr. والمبطون شهيد. And the one who is killed because of an illness in his stomach is a martyr. والمطعون شهيد. And the one who dies with a disease, which is called ايش يقولون الله? What do you call this? Huh? Plague. Yeah? How do you spell it? G-U-E. Yeah. Plague. Now, what when مطعون شهيد? And the one who dies because of plague is martyr. والغرق شهيد, and the one who dies in the water, drowning, sinking, he's also a martyr. And this hadith is authenticated by Al-Bani as well. When the hadith, and in the hadith which is agreed upon on the hadith on the from on the authority of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As, may Allah be pleased with them both, he رضي الله تعالى عنه said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من قتل دون مالي فهو شهيد. The one who is killed because of his wealth is a martyr. Meaning, someone broke in his house and tries to rob or steal his money. And he defends that but the criminal killed him, then he is a martyr. Whether he killed him with a gun or a knife or a stick, or he pushed him, hit his head and died, all of this considered to be a martyr. And the hadith reported by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad and others, other than Imam Ahmad, on the authority of Sa'id ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallam said, "Man qutila duna mali ghashi," who is killed defending his wealth, he is a martyr. "Man qutila duna dami ghashi," the one who is killed defending his blood, meaning someone coming to kill him, he is a martyr. "Man qutila duna dinihi," or shaheed, whoever is killed defending his religion, then he is a martyr. "Man qutila duna ahli," or shaheed, whoever is killed defending his family, then he is a martyr. And this is also authenticated by Imam Al-Albani rahimahullah. And also in Sunan Nisa'i, from the hadith of Suwayd ibn Muqran radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and in Musnad Ahmad under the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, both Suwayd and Abdullah ibn Abbas said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man qutila duna mazlamatihi fahuwa shaheed," the one who is killed rejecting the oppression that is played against him, then he is a martyr. Then he is a martyr. And also this one is authenticated by Al-Imam al-Ta'ala. And in the authority of Jabir ibn Atiq, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallam said, "Ash-shahadatu sab'un," the martyrs are seven qualities. This number is not for limitation, just to show that it is not only one type. No. Other قال الشهادة سبع سوى القتل في سبيل الله. Seven other than being killed for the sake of Allah, meaning in the battle. المقتول في سبيل الله, say, the one who is killed in the battle for the sake of Allah is a martyr. والمطعون شهيد, and the one who is killed because of the plague, then he is a martyr. والغريق شهيد, and the one who is killed because of sinking in the water, whether in the sea or pool or whatsoever, but he was killed drowning or sinking, then is a martyr. وصاحب ذات الجنب شهيد, and the one who is killed because of an illness called ذات الجنب, an illness that is known to the doctors, that who is killed with that, he is then shaheed, a martyr. والمبطون شهيد, the one who is killed, who dies because of an illness that then in his stomach, like as we said, the kidneys, the liver, the heart, whatsoever inside, then he is a martyr. وصاحب الحريق شهيد, and the one who was killed because of the fire, he is a martyr. والذي يموت تحت هدمه شهيد, and the one who was killed by the collapsed building over him, then he is شهيد, then he is a martyr. والمرأة تموت بجمع شهيدة, and the woman dies because she or dies while she is giving birth, then she is a martyr. She is a martyr. And this hadith is reported by Imam Malik, Ahmad, Abu Dawood, Nasa'i, Ibn Majah, Ibn Hibban, Al-Hakim, and Imam Al-Bani, in Sahih Al-Jami' said it is authentic. Hadith number 3739. And the Allama and the Imam of his time, Shaykh Abdul Aziz Ibn Abdullah Ibn Baz, yarhamu Allah ta'ala, he said, about the one with car accidents, he is a Messiah. He is also a Messiah because it is considered as the one who is building collapse over him or the one who is being killed by the fire. So we ask Allah Ta'ala for all the Muslims safety and protection and very nice life. As we ask Allah Ta'ala to accept all those martyrs from the soldiers who are killed while then the enemies of Islam, and we ask Allah to accept martyrs, those who were killed by collapsed buildings or drowning in water or electric shock or whatsoever due to the flood and rains. May Allah Ta'ala accept them all before Him as martyrs. And then I said, all servants of Allah, I said what I said, and I seek forgiveness and grant for myself and for you all. So seek the forgiveness of His as He is all forgiver, all merciful. That was the first part of the khutbah today. Second part, we began it with praising Allah, the one who blesses by providing them many different ways of gaining the shahada. Of gaining the shahada. But Allah Ta'ala made main condition for that is to be sincere for Allah in all of your worships and to follow His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a witness that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah with no partners, as a witness that Muhammad is a slave and messenger of Allah. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, his companions, his family, his companions, and all those who follow him until the day of resurrection. Afterwards, all believers. Mainly, it is from what Allah Ta'ala blessed the Ummah of His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His Khalil, most beloved one. That is the meaning of Khalil, most beloved one. It is not a friend, as it is said in some of the interpretation of the books of interpretations. They say Khalil means friend. Allah takes no friend. Allah takes from His creation people that He loves because of their faith and sincerity. One of these, but even the best of these is Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, and then after him Ibrahim, and then after him the prophets and messengers, and then the pious people. So Allah Ta'ala blessed this ummah, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning the ummah who followed, because the ummah comes in Arabic of two different meanings. One is called ummah al-da'wah, the nation that the da'wah, the call, is forwarded to. And that is every mankind and jinn who is living from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa until the day of resurrection. These all are called the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning the ummah of da'wah. Those whom the da'wah is forwarded to. Whether they accept it or they don't accept it. But they all are called the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, the ummah of ijaba is that, it is only those who accepted the da'wah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Ta'ala blessed this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with many different ways of gaining the shahada, which the Sahaba, the great grand companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they know one side of it. As you read, when in multiple occasions on hadith, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them, who do you consider the shaheed amongst you, the martyr? They always say, the one who has been killed in the battle for the sake of Allah. But he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always responded, saying to them, then are very little in number. So even the companions did not know that there are other merchandise other than the ones who have been killed in the battle. So he sallam told them, and all he was this glad tidings, may Allah ta'ala send his peace and blessings upon him, because he gave us this glad tidings. Look, if it is only those who are killed in the battle, today there are official armies. We civilians cannot participate. So we cannot give the shahada. But today, after this, or since the Prophet said this hadith, alhamdulillah, we are happy that we may get the shahada even without the battle. Although we wish, if Allah Ta'ala decreed it, a war between Muslims and the Kuffar to make us from amongst those who go and participate and be killed in there. Now, so alhamdulillah, although the Shahada in the battle is continuing, as we see today, the battle is between the people of Haqq, the truth, and the people of the battle, the false, in the south of the kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Between the soldiers of Tawheed and the soldiers of Shaitan. Soldiers of Tawheed, the army of Saudi Arabia, and the soldiers of Shaitan, the Houthiyin, people who are called the Houthiyin, who follow that big devil Shaitan al Houthi in the south of the kingdom of Saudi Arabia. If they are not Shayateen, why then they took the land of Tawheed, the land of they don't go for the pure kuffar of the wish. But as the Prophet ﷺ said, that these people are enemies of Islam. The Khawarij and these Tawajid, they are enemies of Islam. They only fight against the Muslims. They only fight against the Muslims. May Allah Ta'ala send down his victory upon the Muslim soldiers who are fighting them from both countries, Saudi Arabia and Yemen, as well as all those who fight against the enemies of Allah elsewhere in the world. We ask Allah Ta'ala to accept them, to accept whoever is killed from the Saudi soldiers and the Yemeni soldiers. If they are from the Muwahideen, then we ask Allah Ta'ala to accept them from amongst the martyrs, bi-idhnillah. Also, they are Muslims. If it is already known that some of the Muslims die as martyrs, as they are defending their those who want to bring the destruction and the mess into the land of Muslims and amongst the Muslims, the slaves of Allah, if it is well known that these people who are killed for this purpose, then if it is known that they are martyrs, then we got to know that there are some other qualities who are also considered to be martyrs. We do not recommend no one before Allah as a martyr by his name, but we wish that Allah Ta'ala accept them all as martyrs before him. And as the Prophet ﷺ told us, the causes of a Muslim being martyr, as we listed it here around
9 of them. Whoever is killed in the battle, fighting the kuffar, the enemies of Allah, or fighting the Khawarij, who claim that they are Muslims and they are fighting against the kuffars, which are the real Muslims. Whoever is killed in that battle between the real kuffar or these people who claim that they are Muslims, whether they are Khawarij or Rawafid, then he, this person fighting them, is considered to be martyr. That is the first type. The second is the one who is killed by any illness of the stomach, whatsoever illness in the stomach. And the one who is killed by the plague, by the plague. And whoever is killed by the collapsed building or mountain, and whoever is killed defending his wealth, whoever is killed defending his blood, whoever is defending his religion, whoever is killed defending his honor and family, and that woman who dies while giving birth. 9 qualities of martyrs, and that is the blessing of Allah. He gives it to whom he wills, and Allah Ta'ala is the one with the great blessings. So, all slaves of Allah, for what we feel sorry for those who die with one of these 9 qualities, if we know that they are martyrs bi-idhnillah before Allah Ta'ala. If we wish that they are martyrs, they are Muslims, and they died in one of these 9 cases, then we should not be very sorry. But we should not be very sorry for them, but we be very sorry for ourselves. For ourselves, that we are, after we saw this, we still committing sin after sin. Sin and after sin. Although Allah Ta'ala shown us the ayat, the verses, and the proofs of His power, of His ability, and He chooses us to be still alive in order to correct ourselves from now on and abandon all the sins, whatsoever they are. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Isra, ayah 59, وما منعنا أن نرسل proofs and evidences, the punishment, or sorry, the proofs and evidences of what they can see, except that the first people denied it after the soul. You remember? There are many ayat, many proofs that Allah Ta'ala gave before people, but the people denied them after they saw them. Like Bani Israel, more than 9 proofs, they asked, and it was shown to them. They asked for meal to come from the heavens. It was brought down with the stick before their eyes, the sea, and the sea was divided into 2 pieces, into 2 sides. And dry land in the middle. But yet, they denied after they were survived. And many others. As Allah Ta'ala here is reminding us of the people of Thamud. Allah Ta'ala sending the camel, the female camel, out. The female camel came out of what? Not of the womb of another female camel. It came out of a rock. In front of their eyes, they saw it in the daytime. It wasn't in the night. It wasn't in the dark. It wasn't magic. It is real from Allah. And they saw it coming out of the rock. And it gave birth. It gave birth. Immediately right on. Of the baby. And this female camel, Allah Ta'ala told them, that he will have one day water drinking, and no one should share her. The other day, the people of that town go and drink from the lake. But they denied, and they killed that couple. So Allah Ta'ala said, وَأَتَيْنَا ثَمُودَ النَّاقَةَ مُبْصَرًا. We gave the people of Thamud the female camel as a very clear evidence. Mubsara means in front of their eyes, before their eyes, the soul coming out of the rock. فَظَلَمُوا بِهَا. But they still obsess themselves by denying it. وَمَا نُرْسِلُ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا تَخْوِيفًا. And we send not these fools except to thrill people, so they may return back to the Lord. Repentance. Ask forgiveness. But Ta'ala destroy them all, and may Allah Ta'ala send the victory upon the Saudi soldiers and Saudi army who raised the flag of Tawheed, La ilaha illallah, the followers of Rasulullah, the people who love the family of Rasulullah, wives and children and grandchildren, the defenders of the religion of Allah and the book of Allah and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the callers to the Tawheed, the one who are raising the flag of Tawheed. May Allah Ta'ala send them the victory and support them against their enemies, the people of destruction and the people of disbelief and the people of shirk. May Allah Ta'ala destroy their enemies. Ameen. And I ask Allah Ta'ala, as He has destroyed the Ba'athiyin in the east of the kingdom some years back through the sea and the air, I ask Him to destroy these Houthiyin in the south west with the dust and stones and rocks in the mountains and caves that they are hiding in. May Allah Ta'ala destroy their caves and cut their hands and put their noses in the soil, and may Allah Ta'ala support His wali, the slave of Allah, the servant and custodian of the house of Allah, and the one who be very generous and kind with the gift of Allah, the one who supported the deen of Allah, the religion of Allah, the one who spread the book of Allah, and the one who defended the sunnah and tawheed, the sunnah of Rasulullah and the tawheed in his land and in every land, as he, may Allah Ta'ala keep him alive on the faith and haqq, has done. That is King Abdullah bin Abdul Aziz. May Allah Ta'ala protect him and support him with his brothers and supporters, and keep them always defending the deen and the pious people. Wallahu a'lam, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad ala ali sahbihi. If you have any question regarding the subject of the khutbah, we'll take it otherwise, inshallah, we'll go to the durus. Naam,
Rashid. I have two questions. The first one, if someone dies a martyr, defending his blood, or defending his family's blood, or on the battlefield, is that better than someone dying as an officer or something like this?
First of all, none of these qualities is, person goes to it willingly except fighting against the kuffar and being killed in the battle. That is the only case. And that is difficult. It's not something easy. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, لَا تَتَمَنَّوا لِلَّهِ الْعَدُوِ. Do not wish to stand face to face against the enemies in the battle. وَإِذَا لَقِيْتُمُوهُمْ And when it becomes your destiny to be there face to face with the enemies, then you have to be brave and firm standing there. Right? Do not run away. The other qualities, you do not go to it. It may happen to you accidentally, and usually people run away. But if you can't protect yourself, but you say, no, I want to die in this way, this is not considered to be a martyr. The one who go and, for example, tie something low, a piece of rock or something like that, tie it to his feet and jump into the sea to kill himself, he is someone who has suicide himself and he's to the fire. He's not a martyr. The one who wears bombs and bomb himself, even if it is amongst the kuffar, this is not considered to be a martyr. He is a suicide bomber. Now, bring your question first before you go. كيف يعني واحد ما تمشي؟
يمشون
المسجد في سبيل الله.
إيه واحد من المسجد.
من يمشي المسجد؟
أي واحد يمشون ومع السيارة يصوموا
أي حد. يعني تقصد إنسان ماشي في المسجد وجاء أحد صدمه.
أيوه.
فما؟ طيب إذا مات الإنسان وهو سائر إلى المسجد ويمشي إلى المسجد بسبب صدم السيارة، نعم هذا شهيد، لكن ليس بسبب مشي إلى المسجد وإنما بسبب صدم السيارة. ها؟ إذا مات بدون ما يصدم السيارة لا، إلا إذا كان واحد من هذه التسعة. نعم. The son was asking if somebody was killed in a car accident, walking on his feet, and a car came and hit him and died. He was walking to the masjid. Is that considered to be a martyr? I said no. I said yes, if he was killed because of the accident. And he is a martyr because of that way of killing, not because he is going to the masjid. And I said to him, and then he said, what if he was, if he died just like that? No car hit him. He was walking to the masjid and collapsed dead. Is that a martyr? We say no. Not in the hadith that mentions that he is a martyr. Unless if he died with something like that, heart attack, something like that, that's yes. Now. لا أولا يعني this is not to my knowledge this is not correct. The bodies which are not to be decomposed are the bodies of the prophets, not the martyrs. No, not the martyrs. The martyrs could be decomposed. Now and the mirth mentioned in the hadith are for the martyr who was killed in the battle. And he is the highest rank of martyrs. The other quality of martyrs are given higher rank than everyone else, right, but not the same of the one who is killed in the battle. Now, Rashid, you have another question.
Yeah. If we hear that someone has died a martyr, whether it be through drowning or whatever, when we mention that, is it important that we say inshallah?
Jazakallah khair. I mentioned that in the khutbah. We cannot witness no more of Jannah, of paradise, or fire, except the one who dies on kufr. clearly kafir, yes, we say he is to the fire. But the one who dies as a Muslim, who is either not a good practicer or a sinner, but he is still a Muslim, we cannot consider him the paradise or the fire because of his sins. If he die as a martyr in drowning or illness or like that, we say we wish, we hope that Allah Ta'ala takes him as a martyr. We cannot confirm that. We cannot confirm that he is a martyr. Not like what people today do when someone is killed. Howsoever, they carry him and say, Shaheed, 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 Murtaz, that's wrong. We cannot witness. We do not know how he ended up his life. As one day, the Prophet ﷺ, after a battle, he was sitting with his companions, and they said, they named someone. They named someone, and they said, we never saw today any soldier who has fired like this man. He fired very severely, very strongly, fi sabilillah, for the sake of Allah. The Prophet ﷺ said immediately, he's in the fire. Immediately, by the wahi, by the revelation. He does not know the unseen. So one of the Sahaba chased that man until he found him. And he found him injured in too many places in his body, so he could not cope with the pain. Then he put his sword, the hand, to the ground, to the floor, and the point, to the chest, and he pushed against it. So he killed himself. And now, instead of being a martyr, he is a suicide. So, we cannot witness anyone that he is a martyr by name. But we say, inshallah, he is a martyr. We hope that Allah Ta'ala accept him as a martyr. No. La, the Sahaba, or the Prophet ﷺ named, we can witness as he named. Any others that he did not name as people, we cannot witness. Nah. And if the Prophet ﷺ named, he said that the people of Badr, the people of the tree, Hudaybiyah, and also in Naam and Badr, and the ten Sahaba, he saw seven, gave him the great tidings of the Jannah, and some others he named by his name, by their names. Then these, yes, we can witness. If he did not witness any person by his name, we cannot witness him by his name. But we can witness generally. We say that the companions who were Muslims, because they were companions who were not Muslims, like the Munafiqeen, they are considered companions because they are with the Prophet, and you know, but from the inside they are kuffar. They are kuffar. He did not tell the names of them to anyone except Hudhayfa, and Hudhayfa would not bring it to anyone. So that means that there were big number of munafiqeen who are considered to be Sahaba, but indeed they are kuffar. So they are not going to get to the Jannah. Nah. Is that all? Right. Now.